poll, most less likely to support candidate who supports allowing medical treatment for transgender children. By Hannah Blow on March 29, 2023. Most individuals are less likely to support a candidate for president who supports allowing medical treatment. Leftists speak for puberty blockers, top and bottom surgery, and hormone therapy for transgender children, a Reuters/Ipsos survey released this week found. The survey asked respondents if they are more or less likely to support a candidate in 2024 who supports allowing transgender children under the age of 18 to get medical treatment related to gender identity and gender transitioning. Overall, 61% said they are at least somewhat less likely, but of those, 37% said they are much less likely to support said candidate. 83% of Republicans, specifically, said they are less likely to support a candidate who supports medical procedures for children, and 67% of independents and 37% of Democrats agree. Further, most respondents overall, 53%, said they are less likely to support allowing teachers to discuss sexual orientation and gender identity at school. Once again, most Republicans, 76%, and independents, 55%, agree, as do over a quarter of Democrats. The survey was taken March 14 to 20, 2023, among 4,410 adults and has A+/3.3%. It could reflect what could become a major contrast between both President Biden and former President Donald Trump should they face off again in 2024. Biden, for example, has openly supported the radical transgender movement for children, even urging parents to affirm their child's claimed identity, deeming it one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. Biden even recently blasted Florida barring transgender procedures on children during an appearance on The Daily Show, asserting that is close to sinful and cruel. Meanwhile, Trump has promised to end the gender insanity and stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth on day one in office. I will declare that any hospital or healthcare provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation of minor youth will no longer meet federal health and safety standards for Medicaid and Medicare and will be terminated from the program immediately, Trump said in a January 2023 video, vowing to support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. Watch. Related, Trump, the Republican Party is now the party of American women. Meanwhile, establishment media outlets are complying with the radical gender ideology pushed by the far left, apologizing for identifying the transgender Nashville Christian school shooting suspect as a man, despite the fact that the shooter was, in fact, a biological woman.